AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hi, and welcome to another exciting segment of the Harvest Podcast. This episode is in conjunction with the MicroCap conference that happened not too long ago. But more importantly, we are reviewing and speaking with CEO Steven Dresner from Walk-In Dermatology. They are doing fantastic things, but without further ado, I'm going to introduce Steven to you guys. Welcome, Steven. We're excited to hear more about your company and everything you're doing to move this new way of finding urgent healthcare, what you're doing to move that forward. So welcome.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Cormel.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit more about your model, the mission and vision, what makes it different to everything else out there, just as a start.
Yeah, so Walk-In Dermatology is really a cross between traditional dermatology and urgent care. The concept is very straightforward. In dermatology and in other areas of medicine as well, patients tend to wait too long to be seen by a medical provider. And so what we are focused on is providing high quality same day care. The services that we perform are the exact same that you would find in a more traditional dermatology practice, but we are making those services more accessible to people who want a same day appointment or just want to walk in. We do also offer appointments. So in some ways, you know, the analogy to urgent care isn't perfect, because I think when people think about urgent care, it's sort of, you know, a more transactional, oh, when I need it, I just show up. And in dermatology, it's a little bit different because we see a lot of repeat patients. And mostly what we're doing is just sort of engineering a model that meets the needs of modern consumers. Again, they don't want to wait. So if you wake up with a rash or acne or some other issue, you know, if your dermatologist can't see you for 2 months or even 2 weeks, that's not going to help you very much. So, you know, that's the market that we serve. And the way we feel about our business is that it's really representative of the future of healthcare services, where consumers, again, across medical specialties are placing a lot more importance on being seen quickly. And of course, being seen quickly in any medical setting is better for patients, because faster care generally means better care. So that's kind of the overall, you know, business in a nutshell.
Great. Thank you. So the urgent care model has seen significant consolidation in recent years. How does Walk-In Dermatology's unit economics compare to, say, the traditional dermatology practices, particularly regarding like patient acquisition costs, visit frequency? You may have touched on this, but please just clarify those unit economics in comparison again to traditional dermatology practices for us.
Yeah, wow. Interesting. So mostly we rely on brand marketing. You know, Walk-In Dermatology as a trademark brand is a good one, because you hang that sign above your door and people know exactly what's happening inside. So generally, our cost of new patient acquisition is pretty low. You know, we are a retail medical company, so you'll find our offices in a busy strip mall or, you know, on a busy main street. And we rely on our signage, and we rely a lot on very sophisticated SEO, specifically long tail keyword search, to generate inquiries and volume. But ultimately, like a lot of businesses, the thing that matters most is word of mouth. You know, and I always say to people, if you want to, you know, learn more about us and who we are, all you got to do is go on to the web, because you could see, you know, the volume of reviews and how positive they are and what people say about us. And so, you know, in some ways, yes, similar to urgent care on patient acquisition, because they are also, you know, retail medical. But as I kind of mentioned briefly before, you know, we view urgent care as a little bit more transactional, where you sprain your ankle, you go in, and then you don't go back again. In dermatology, we're just seeing a massive change in the way consumers are consuming derm services. You have patients with bad skin conditions like acne that come in every month, and their priorities don't change. It's not like this month they don't want to wait, but next month they're fine with waiting. They don't want to wait. And we find that, the trends are really just accelerating. You look at Amazon going from next day to same day to 1 hour drone delivery. People want what they want right now. And so, the urgent care model has been very informative for us in both how we set up the actual corporate side of the business and how we, do our marketing and try to get patient engagement through things like branding.
Makes complete sense. Now, obviously, it's needed, as you're mentioning. The skin and dermatology is such a big component of self-image in today's highly self-conscious society. So I think it makes absolute sense. Nobody wants to feel they need to wait weeks and, like you said, sometimes months to get an appointment. So a great gap that you're bridging there. What specific metrics will demonstrate the success of this hybrid model? Patient wait times, obviously, you mentioned they don't want to wait, so that's one of the success metrics. What are the scores in terms of satisfaction or provider utilization rates, and how does all this come together to speak about the practice's profitability?
Great. So I guess there's two ways to sort of look at, success and how we define success. Ultimately, our mission is to take care of people. So the ultimate metric is, patient satisfaction and did they feel like they got what they came for? And so as you just mentioned, we do focus on wait time. The way we think about it is if you're a walk-in, meaning you just show up at the office with no appointment, you haven't called in, and you show up while the office is open during office hours, you will be seen. However, there are some days where there will be a wait. If you show up, on a Saturday morning at one of our offices, there tends to be a little bit of a wait, and we handle it much like you would see at a restaurant. Someone comes in, they can give us their cell phone number, and we text them, when they're ready to be seen. They might go next door and do some shopping in Trader Joe's, something like that. So that's all on kind of the patient side, is being very mindful of, NPS scores and wait times and feedback. And, we really try to solicit as much feedback as we can from patients. On the corporate side, we have different metrics. We focus primarily on volume. Dermatology is a volume-based business, and in a traditional derm practice, what you'll see is a provider might kind of, double book appointments or just sort of stack their calendar in a way that they know they're going to be super busy in any given workday. In our model, it's a little trickier because in order to see all those walk-in patients, we have to provide capacity. So we have kind of a laddering approach to our scheduling, but we still do have certain metrics in terms of, provider, patient seen per provider per hour. And those metrics are pretty similar to what you would see in a traditional private practice. So, different metrics on the corporate side, but in general, the business does run, as I'm referring to it, as like a traditional derm practice. The ratio of new to repeat visits looks similar. The mix of services looks similar, although it's probably worth mentioning that we do lean heavily medical. We offer injectable services. We do run a med spa in one of our offices. But really, the mission of walk-in dermatology and where we kind of fit into this market is to provide, more basic medical dermatology care. And we just find there's such a tremendous need, that we seem to be fulfilling our corporate mission at least. The key for us is opening up more offices. We're focused right now only in New York. And eventually I like to think we'll, be moving to different states. But, right now the mission is on, opening a few more offices in downstate New York.
Wonderful. And you've touched then on a bit of the growth strategy, which I was about to ask you. With a lot of investment kind of targeting the dermatology space, private equity, investment in particular. Tell us a bit more now. You mentioned locations, but what else is in your growth strategy with regard to services? Will there be expansions where that's concerned? How would you balance rapid expansion with maintaining quality care?
Great question. So, most companies like ours want to do it all in-house. So, if you were a small independent medical practice, you would try to outsource an awful lot. You'd outsource, billing, things like that. You'd outsource your pathology. You would outsource your Mohs, or surgical services. And so, with what we're doing, in terms of getting to scale, we're bringing it all in-house. So, we want to have the capabilities to do our own, skin cancer surgeries and also Mohs surgeries, particularly for the face. We want to run all of our own billing in-house. We want to run all of our operations in-house. And then as we're growing and we look to expand things like pathology services and reading, slides for cancer, that's also something that we aim to eventually do. So almost kind of picture, like a vertically integrated company. And this is not unique. I can only really speak to the derm sector, but what you see is, in multi-site dermatology practices that get to scale, they definitely try to manage as much of the operations and the medical fulfillment themselves. So, we're kind of following that same playbook. Although, again, worth kind of mentioning is, we're really, a medical derm business. Some dermatologists, focus more on aesthetics and cosmetics and injectables. And, there's a lot of groups out there doing that, but there's nobody else that's doing walk-in derm care. And so I guess, in some ways, I kind of look at this as like the classic Harvard Business School model of trying to do a very narrow job better than competition. And in our case, that narrow job is seeing patients on a same-day basis. So a lot to figure out just in that, how you schedule and how you staff and, kind of cover the basics of running an office.
Definitely a very promising competitive advantage there and much needed again. Tell us more about perhaps your technology that you are currently using or looking to leverage in terms of AI, et cetera. Since you're fairly new in the space or fairly new as a company, it's a great potential time to incorporate all sorts of technology, right, to prepare for the future. What are you leveraging right now?
Yeah, so true, so true. So first is, I've got a bit of a software background, and as I was getting entrenched in the dermatology business, one of the things we decided early on was not to build, but to buy. It's very tempting when you run into some problem. Oh, if you think you could solve it with technology, let's just go and build it. But mostly we've relied on software vendors to supply us with our main systems. So like our EMR, our electronic medical record system, our PMS, our practice management system, that's all outsourced. Now, the kinds of things that we do ourselves on the tech front really tie much more into marketing. Things like developing, funnels for finding patients and building jot forms to generate interest, things that we were doing during the COVID pandemic to generate telehealth leads. So we do run, some unique things in terms of tech, but really it's mostly on the marketing side. And interestingly, what we found in dermatology is that there's not a tremendous amount of sophistication on marketing because there's so much natural demand. When patients just keep showing up at your door, you don't have to be that clever, but we're able to show very quick growth in our offices because we are a little bit more clever. When other dermatology practices are trying to, be at the top of a Google search for dermatologists near me, we work on more obscure search criteria, such as what happens if I scratch off a mole, or what happens if I scratch off a pimple on a mole. And some of those searches generate 10,000 uniques a month. So, there are some clever things that we're doing with technology, but again, most of it is really on the marketing and patient acquisition side. Oh, I
Wonderful.
should mention, Before we move on, because you mentioned AI, I do actually think that the dermatology space is going to see a lot of change due to things like AI. For instance, full body skin mapping, you know, which is now in its early stages, but eventually what I expect to see is, you know, a patient going into a dermatology office will step in some sort of a booth. You know, there will be, you know, a photo mapping technology that highlights the areas that a dermatologist might want to focus on. Could be, you know, lesions that look like they might become skin cancer. And so I do see AI eventually having a huge impact in the business. But the reality is right now, I don't see a huge impact. There are services that do, you know, mole mapping and tools to help people identify, you know, what could be a suspicious, you know, lesion or spot for skin cancer. But, you know, the medical community, as you would expect, again, I can only speak to dermatology, to the dermatology field, but, you know, it's still really human driven. When you look at the results of, you know, AI detection on potential skin cancer versus human, I mean, you're hardly seeing that like machines do stuff better yet. But I do think that there's pretty broad consensus in the industry that because dermatology is visual, that we are likely to see a lot of technology to help with the visual assessment.
So you've got a very specific model or approach to finding investment. Will you tell our audience a little bit more about that and what particularly you want investors to know about Walk-in Dermatology and how they can obviously get in touch with you?
Yeah, so, you know, generally, like, you know, a lot of high growth businesses, you know, we are relying on outside capital to fund our growth. Dermatology is not particularly capital intensive. So like the comparison to opening up an urgent care office versus a dermatology office is really night and day. And as long as we're, you know, seeing the same kind of traction we see when we open up an office, we get to break even pretty quickly. In our model, it's about 7 to 9 months. And so, you know, it is a pretty compelling investment. We've been open to both, you know, individuals who want to participate and institutions. We have a mix in the company. We've only done a couple of small funding rounds, but I love to, you know, talk with people who are interested in this space. And we think, you know, it's a very good investment opportunity for people who want to get involved in the space.
Excellent. So your website for investors to reach you at, or any information where they can reach out if they're interested?
Yeah, so I mean, I could be found, you know, on the web, Stephen Dresner. You could probably find my contact information, or just email me, lastnamedresner@walkindermatology.com. And our website is just that. It's walkindermatology.com. You know, we've got a lot of content there, including blogs. And as I was kind of alluding to in our marketing, you know, most of our blogs are focused on helping patients answer questions that they might have about a skin condition. So there's some useful stuff there as well.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing more and catching up with you again to find out how that growth trajectory is going. That's it for the Harvest Podcast. You guys stay tuned for more and reach out to Stephen should you be interested. Take care. Thank you,
awesome.
Stephen.
Thank you. See you.
Brought to you, as always, by the Harvest Podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts.